Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities is warning residents about a rise in scam text messages falsely claiming recipients owe money for unpaid tolls or parking tickets. These messages often contain malicious links or request sensitive information. DOT and PF clarifies that Alaska has only one toll facility, the Whittier Tunnel, and tolls are collected in person, not via text. The department also does not issue parking citations or collect fines by text message. Alaskans should watch for red flags, including urgent payment demands, unfamiliar links, spelling errors, vague details, or threats of legal action. If you receive such a message, do not click any links or respond. Instead, take a screenshot and report it to the FTC, your mobile carrier, or the Alaska Attorney General's Consumer Protection Unit. DOT and PF urges everyone to stay vigilant and skeptical of unsolicited texts, especially those appearing to come from government agencies. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A Kenai Peninsula resident is leading an effort to recall all 9 borough school board members over their handling of a proposed health clinic at Nikiski Middle High School. Jane Reveal, who ran for the school board last year, filed petitions targeting 3 members so far, but the borough clerk's office rejected them, saying the petitions focused on the superintendent's actions, not the board's.
All 9 of them ready to go. Yeah, we had all 9 of them done in just a few couple three weeks.
That's Reveal speaking to KDLL. The proposed clinic, backed by Central Peninsula Hospital, would have served as a telehealth urgent care for minor student injuries and illnesses, but it never advanced beyond early talks. Superintendent Clayton Holland says the idea never moved forward and would have required parental consent for any care. The hospital says it dropped the plan after facing community pushback. Reveal argues board members should have publicly opposed the clinic and says she's revising the petitions for resubmission. 3 board seats are already up for election this October and aren't eligible for recall. A group of boaters are safe and back on dry land after getting stuck in sea ice on the Kotzebue Sound. The Alaska Air National Guard says it rescued the 5 boaters on Monday. The group was about 10 miles east of Deering when they got caught in the ice and called for help using a high-frequency radio. Deering residents heard the call and contacted police. Officials say the group's use of long-range communication devices likely saved their lives. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
The Kenai Chamber of Commerce's Cultural Center is introducing a new storytime program designed for children 8 and under with a focus on Alaskan history, Native culture, and folklore. Danielle Lopez-Stom, Kenai Cultural Center coordinator, says the program is currently held on the second and third Monday of each month at 11 a.m. inside the Cultural Center.
We may do it every Monday, but we're kind of testing the waters, seeing how it works.
Each story time features storytelling using children's books rooted in Alaskan and Indigenous cultures, including some Canadian Inuit stories due to cultural overlaps. After the reading, children can explore relevant artifacts tied to the story's theme. Stom emphasized that older siblings are welcome to attend. They are also talking about extending it all year long.
In the winter, I'm trying to do even more activities because children, especially in this area, really need winter activities. And, especially those younger kids, it's so hard to find things for them to do. And so we're trying to make more activities that are history and culture related for our younger kids.
The upcoming story times in the Cultural Center are on July 14th and July 21st. Both are at 11 a.m. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.